Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a judge in Belfast will tomorrow deliver his verdict in the case of a former British soldier charged with unlawfully killing a young GAA player almost 35 years ago. 23-year-old Aidan McInnesby was shot in the back on his way to a match near a border checkpoint on the Tyrone-Monaghan border in February 1988. David Holden admits firing the shot but denies the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby, maintaining his hands were wet when moving the gun. The case reaches its climax despite British government moves to provide an amnesty for all Troubles-related killings. Well, our reporter Barry Lennon has been following this case very closely over the last couple of years. He joins us now. And Barry, can you tell us what we should expect tomorrow?
Yeah, talking to you this evening, Sarah, from Laganside Courthouse here in Belfast, where tomorrow we'll hear a judgment almost 35 years in the making. The events of the 21st of February 1988 in focus. On that Sunday afternoon, Aidan McInnesby was on his way to play a football match for his local club, Ahaloo. The innocent man had just walked through a border checkpoint at Auchnacloy when he was killed by a bullet fired by David Holden, who was inside that highly fortified checkpoint at a lookout post. A former member of the Grenadier Guardsman, Holden, was 18 at the time of the incident. The now 52-year-old admits firing the fatal bullet, but has always maintained the incident was an accident, that his hands were wet and that his fingers slipped off the trigger guard and onto the trigger, and three shots were accidentally discharged. Aidan McInnesby, it's claimed, was hit in the back by a ricocheting bullet. Now, the McInnesby family, they've always queried this, pointing to the years of harassment Aidan had suffered going through the Auchnacloy checkpoint. And Holden came before the court here in Belfast in March of this year, charged with gross negligence manslaughter. And tomorrow morning, Judge Justice O'Hara, he'll deliver his verdict in this non-jury trial.
So Barry, can you explain to us how exactly we got to this point all these years on?
So criminal charges against David Holden were initially dropped in September 1988 and the shooting declared an accident. However, the McInnesby family, they've tirelessly campaigned for a fresh look at the case over the years. And in 2008, the historical inquiries team that was set up to investigate controversial Troubles-related killings, and that re-examined what happened in this case, and it concluded that David Holden's claims that his wet hands slipped on the trigger of the gun were so remote that they could be, quote, virtually disregarded. In 2016, the North's Public Prosecution Service announced a review of the decision not to prosecute the Army veteran, and 2 years later, in 2018, it charged David Holden with the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby. A new ballistics report by two independent experts played a key part of this decision, and after a number of delays and appeals, the trial started here in Belfast, as we said, in March of this year.
So what happened during the trial then?
So the trial heard from several witnesses who were on duty at the checkpoint when Aidan McInnesby was killed. A fellow Grenadier Guardsman told the trial how Holden let out what he termed a shrill and a high-pitched sound immediately after allegedly discharging three bullets. A commanding officer gave evidence that Holden told him how he, quote, I squeezed the trigger moments after Aidan McInnesby was shot, and that he sent Holden for a cup of tea as he was clearly in shock. This commanding officer said nobody looked out of the checkpoint to see whether anyone had been injured after Holden discharged the bullets, something which Judge O'Hara himself described as, quote, utterly incredible and beyond belief.
What expert evidence did the court hear?
We heard from an international ballistics expert. This was Mark Mastaglio, and he told the court that a significant amount of pressure, 9 pounds, would have been required to pull the trigger to fire the bullet which killed Aidan McInnesby. However, he said David Holden's version of events couldn't be fully ruled out. Holden himself also took to the dock in this trial, and he admitted to losing control of his weapon. However, he said his hands were wet from cleaning the army checkpoint 10 minutes prior to the incident. Holden told the court that the idea of his wet finger slipping off the trigger was not his recollection of what happened 35 years ago, but rather a theory of what happened. But he said the shooting of Aidan McInnesby was still an accident.
And what are the key arguments then, Barry, from the prosecution and the defence that Judge Justice O'Hara will have considered?
So prosecuting barrister Kieran Murphy, he submitted that even if Holden's version of events was truthful, it still amounted to a grossly negligent act, and so the court should find him guilty. However, Mr. Murphy contended that Holden's account wasn't a tenable version of events. He said the more likely version was that Holden trained the gun on Aidan McInnespy, as he knew him as what the army termed a person of interest, a suspected terrorist, and that he deliberately pulled the trigger, not thinking it was going to fire. He didn't mean to kill Aidan McInnespy, but he did pull the trigger. Defence barrister Frank O'Donoghue, he rejected this, noting how even the key ballistics witness the prosecution called upon couldn't rule out David Holden's version of events. The defence told the court how it was Holden's first day of army Sanger duty, how there was no evidence of his army training, and therefore there was nothing to show he had a duty of care to Aidan McInnespy that afternoon. Mr. O'Donoghue admitted that there were army failures involved in this incident, but that shouldn't mean, he said, that David Holden should be found criminally culpable.
So that's how we got to this point. Now, 35 years on, how is the McInnespy family feeling ahead of tomorrow?
So members of the McInnespy family, they've attended this trial here in Belfast stoically throughout, often walking past protesters against Troubles-related prosecutions who've unfurled Union Jack flags at the gate of the courthouse here. Now, Aidan's elderly father, John, he died just a short few weeks ago at the age of 87. And ahead of tomorrow, I've been speaking to Aidan's sister, Margot.
35 years from the shooting of Aidan, and it seems like yesterday. I could tell you everything I did that day, everywhere I was. The whole lot of us would be the same, the whole family. So to believe it took 35 years to get to where we are today, it's unbelievable.
So important for you and the family, the process that has been underway over the last few months, where everything has been pursued in an open court.
It was very hard for us to go in and to hear the things that were being said and to hear it all again, and it was very hard, but it was good that we got there a wee day in court to see it all happening. Thank God it went ahead.
After much determination and motivation through the years to get to that point.
Unfortunately, the years is getting to a point, you know, it's meant that my sister really, it took so much out of her. She was pushing for years and years to get this far. She passed away, Mummy passed away, and then more recently, poor Daddy. We had planned to take him up for the ruling. Daddy was unwell this last number of years and died then 2 months ago. So we had intended for him to come with us to the court, but unfortunately he didn't live long enough to see this day. But they'll all be there with us in spirit.
So that's Margot McInnespy there. Barry, what could happen after tomorrow?
So David Holden, charged with gross negligence manslaughter, this carries a sentence of up to life imprisonment. However, this can vary considerably. And this is the only ongoing Troubles-related case before the courts at the moment, with British government proposals to ban all future prosecutions of former army personnel and ex-paramilitaries for Troubles incidents predating April 1988. They were considered by the House of Lords just within the past few days. The British Veterans Minister, Johnny Mercer, he's been among David Holden's supporters in court. So tomorrow's proceedings will be keenly watched on both sides of the Irish Sea. Judge Justice O'Hara, he'll deliver his verdict shortly after 11 o'clock.
Barry Lenehan in Belfast, thank you very much for joining us with all of that. And we will have reaction to that verdict on the programme tomorrow.